All right, good afternoon, everybody. A couple things. We're going to put C.J. Mosley on injured reserve. We signed Derek Robinson, defensive lineman. I feel like I'm talking about this quite a bit, but obviously disappointing for C.J. Got a chance to play even more than he had been. He had been contributing throughout the course of the year, and that role was going to increase, and tough for him, and just disappointed for him. In terms of the game, I thought that the best thing we did was, when faced with the situation that we were faced with at 27-7, would have been very easy to kind of let the rest of the game play out, and never felt that for a second from the guys, and really liked the way that they just fought back and got to a point where we're onside kicking for an opportunity to get the ball back and go down and score. And a lot of things had to go right during that time period for us to get into that position. What I'm looking for is consistency and to not dig that deep of a hole. But it's a skill to be able to deal with adversity and fight through the adversity and play out the four quarters. And I was pleased to see that. I was also really pleased to see some of the performances by guys that got a either their initial opportunity or another opportunity and really took advantage of it. I think all in, rookies counted for about 13 receptions, and really good progress from that group. I think defensively, one of the things that is challenging when you play a team like San Diego is dealing with their weapons, but then also having to deal with the different spots they're going to be in and communicating out the adjustments and really understanding how you have to play the different calls. And I don't think we did a good enough job with that yesterday. And regardless of who's in or who's out or what's happening, it starts with communication. And if everybody's not on the same page in terms of what's being played or who fits where, it's hard. And it's really hard when you got guys like Antonio Gates or Sproles or take your pick, and they can turn a small mistake into a really big play, which they did yesterday. Thought on special teams, there were times where played really well, and some plays that I think we could have done much better on, especially in the kickoff return game. We had some good returns, but I thought that we had a chance for a couple other ones that could have been big plays and potentially game-changing plays. So we'll transition, or we have really transitioned into Pittsburgh, starting to work on the scouting report, presenting the scouting report to the players, presenting some of the game plan to the players on a limited basis here today, have a walkthrough a little later this afternoon, and then tomorrow is our biggest preparation day, and the next day will be more of tying it all together and getting ready to play a really difficult team to prepare for, and obviously a team that whenever you play them, you anticipate the opportunity to play them. So with that, I'll open up to questions.
How difficult are these short weeks? I'm sure you've been through this before. You only got a couple of days to get ready.
They're tough. It's better when you're playing an opponent you're familiar with because you do have some things to draw on, which is always positive. We played New England last year on a Thursday night. And not that getting ready for New England is easy, but at least there was a lot of familiarity. Played Dallas one time on Thanksgiving. It was a little bit harder because everything was so new. And the key thing is to just zero in on what you want to get accomplished. Make sure that those things are understood in a very thorough fashion. Probably can't do all the things that you'd normally do during the course of a week, but the things that you do, you have to make sure that they're done well.
What has been the difference in Brady Quinn last few games, Eric? He has gone three straight games without an interception.
Well, it's I think it's collective, really. When you look at it, I thought the protection last game or yesterday against San Diego was, for the most part, outstanding. Very few times was he pressured, and thought those guys held up well, not just the offensive line, but the tight ends were involved, the backs that were involved. I think there were some really good throws, but also some really good catches. We've come in here enough times talking about balls that were dropped that were easily catchable balls. I thought yesterday there were some balls that were caught that were really difficult catches, and that helps too. I think his awareness of what the defense is giving us, and if it's not there, not trying to make something happen just because you feel the pressure to make something happen, but going to the check down or going to the underneath receiver, I think he's made good decisions there. And when he had chances to throw it down the field, he did, and they were really, I thought, solid calculated risk based on what we're getting. Overall, offensively, have improved significantly the amount of turnovers. From the bye week to now, we've improved in the red area, we've improved on third down, and that's a function of all the different areas improving.
When you look at Brady, you know, I think it's three games without the interception. Do you ever look at a play and say he's being too tentative, or are you happy with the overall decision?
Yeah, I've been happy with his overall decision-making. There were a couple plays yesterday where I would have liked him to get rid of the ball sooner, whether it was the strip that we had in the red zone or the sack that we had there on second and one. I understand what he saw, and both those plays I thought were really well protected. One just kind of came off the left side a little bit late. Probably had no sense of that happening just because he was behind where Brady was initially. And some of that's just the time clock in your head. I've got a maximum of this amount of time before something's probably going to get cut free.
Is anybody open on that two-point play?
It would have been tight with that, though. If it's not there, you really just want to, almost like you would on the last play, throw it up. It gets picked, it doesn't matter. And either you get a batted ball, or you get into a tight spot, or whatever the case may be, a penalty, that you just got to keep it alive.
So Quinn's been back in the lineup now with four games, and two of them he's had kind of two good individual games and two not-so-good individual games. Like one bad, one good, one bad, one good. How do you break them out of that and establish some consistency?
That's really the goal. I think even yesterday thought we played much better in the first and fourth quarter than we did in the second and third quarter. I think defensively we could have helped by not obviously allowing them to hold the ball as long and provide some more opportunities there. But consistency to me is the goal across the board, because as we've talked about, one really good kickoff return, one really average kickoff return, one really good defensive series, one really bad defensive series. And it's not the scheme doesn't dramatically change. The opposition doesn't dramatically change. There's some things that you can't relax. There can't be any moment where it's not the same exact approach. And you're looking for that within games, within weeks of practice, within seasons. So important to just be able to approach it day in and day out the same way. And it's not an easy skill to learn, and it takes a lot of discipline.
Do you think you'd be seeing more consistency out of Quinn had he been playing a month sooner?
I think that offensively we've made improvements collectively, and I like to think that regardless of who was a quarterback, we'd be performing better. And there are things I was happy with both guys. There are things I was unhappy with across the unit, and I think as a group we're playing better, and that's reflected in the different areas. I mean, third down, we've made a substantial amount of gains. That's been a problem area for us. since the bye. It's increased significantly. Same thing in the red zone, substantial gains there. Turnovers, substantial gains there. And you keep working at it. You keep addressing the problems, and it's deliberate practice, and you're going to get improvement.
Talked to Brian Robiski after the game. You said he didn't feel like he was doing anything any differently or better than he did in previous Sundays. And I'm curious that his production might speak otherwise, and I'm curious as to whether you saw anything that he was doing on the field yesterday better or differently or better than maybe he had in the past.
I think he had a really good week of practice, and there's a strong correlation in my mind, and that how you practice is usually how you play. And I think he had a really good week of practice last week. I think Evan Moore is a good example of that too. He had two really strong weeks of practice, got an opportunity, and you never know with a guy you haven't seen playing a game how he's going to respond. But a lot of the things that he did yesterday were things that we've been seeing throughout the course of time that he's been here. And that's always somewhat of the unknown when you have a guy who's standing out in practice. Okay, you put him against another uniform in a game situation. How's he going to respond? It's how Chris Jennings got bumped up. And the next step is, okay, they're in the game, what do they do? I think he had an outstanding week, and reflected in the way he played.
Can something as simple as Evan Moore, you know, coming in there and catching the ball, can that provide the spark that an offense needs?
Yeah, I think anytime you can insert someone 6 catches for 80 yards, that's good. That helps. It helps. I think JC had a really nice day yesterday, both running the ball and catching the ball. But really, what I really liked about him yesterday was his blocking. And that's something that we've talked about. I don't know if you remember the play where Brady sprinted out to his right. Thought he had an outstanding block on the edge pressure guy. Really took, sealed the edge on the backside, and allowed for that long completion to take place. And he's capable of doing that at all times. And I thought he made some strides there.
I understand the whole offense has improved, but are you seeing enough improvement in Brady in particular to be a little more comfortable about your quarterback situation going forward beyond this year?
Really, what I'm looking for right now is the next game, and that to me is the most important thing because, as Tony said, you know, it can be up 1 week and down the next week. You need to see the consistency, not just from the quarterback position, but from all these positions. You want to see Brian come back and have the same level of production, or Evan, or Muhammad's had some 100-yard games. He's had some quiet games. We've had some really good protection. We've had some games where the protection wasn't as sound. Chris Jennings has flashed at different points. What we do week in and week out, the things that we've improved, can we maintain that improvement and then address other areas and improve in those areas? That's what you have to find out and you have to see.
What do you think happened to the offense in those middle quarters?
We had the one drive there. We had 2nd and 1. We're going to take a shot, and got sacked on the play. Those 2nd and 1 plays, the important thing is whether you run the ball or pass the ball is if you run the ball, you can't bounce it out. You don't want to bounce it out and make it 3rd and 4. If you're throwing the ball, you want to be able to take the shot. If it's not there, you get rid of it. You live to fight another day. Everybody has a different approach on 2nd and 1. Now, that would have helped us. We were in a position where I think we could have either scored or gotten close. Sustain the drive, that type of thing. I don't think we did a very good job defensively in terms of 3 and outs. They held the ball a long time. That limited the opportunities as well. So a combination of things.
Coach, it's commendable you guys fought hard to the end. What convinces you that the Chargers didn't stop fighting?
You know, I talked to Norv after the game. The first thing he said was, how impressed he was with the way the guys fought, and he wanted me to tell the group that. He said that we had a tough group of guys, which I agree with, and that was his feedback. So I don't think that when your team in San Diego's position, you've got a lot of things riding on every single game. You don't let down.
I think that's the fact that they keep fighting. You know, I think everybody, there are a lot of people expect them to quit or talk about quit. That they keep playing hard, says something about the way they feel about you.
I think it's a good group of guys that care about what they're doing. They work hard, and I haven't sat back and questioned their work ethic at any point. I think they care. I don't think it's gone the way that any of us has wanted it to go. I think they appreciate the progress that they have made in different areas. But it's a good group of guys. They care about what they're doing. They care about each other. They care about the team. And I can't imagine them playing any other way.
CJ, heading for surgery?
I'll find out here shortly, but I would imagine probably the direction it's going.
Aaron, with 1-12, are you going to have to? I mean, 1-11, excuse me. 12 games, I was thinking. Do you think you're going to have to do a sale job to convince Randy that, hey, we have this going in the right direction now, even though the record isn't very good?
I believe in what we're doing wholeheartedly. I know that the outcome hasn't been what I've wanted. It hasn't been what anybody's wanted. But I also knew coming in here that things don't happen overnight, and you have to work at it, and you make progress in different areas. And we're constantly focusing on that. And there's things that happen, whether it be on the field, there's things that happen organizationally. There's evolution in terms of the coaching staff, the approach. There's a lot of things that go into building a successful organization over time, and it doesn't happen overnight. And I understand that. That's something he and I talked about coming in, and you know, it's been in a lot of different situations like this, and to do it the right way, it takes time.
And you expect that he will stick by you if the record isn't?
I think that we share the same vision and understand that it's not easy. It's not easy to build something that lasts and that can compete year in and year out. But it's important to do it the right way. And there's no one set formula. There's no one set timeline. But you got to come in and make good decisions every day. You got to make good you got to commit to doing it the right way, and that's what we're committed to.
What is Jerome Harrison? What can he do out of the field that might lead you to believe that he can be a productive featured back in this league? And what does he need also to work on to maybe reach that goal?
You know, he's done a lot of different things that you'd look for from a feature back, whether it be catching the football out of the backfield. You saw him on the we call it a ram pass, where kind of bent up the seam coming out of the backfield. He's caught screens and checkdowns and different routes like that. See him run the football. He's been able to run it effectively inside. Gained over 100 yards against Cincinnati. He's done some good things on the edge. I've had a back that has some similarities with Leon Washington. I think Leon has a chance to be an outstanding feature back. Picking up the blitz, blocking consistently, something that he does and he's continuing to work on. And very rarely is he going to be facing a guy that he's substantially bigger than. There might be a stalemate every now and then, but usually he's going to fight size a little bit, so you got to play with that much better leverage, hand placement, things like that.
Carried the ball. He touched the ball, I think, 29 times in that first Cincinnati game. They gave me 100 yards. He had catches and runs. Did it take his body a couple of weeks to recover from that? Because he seemed to disappear after that.
No, you know, I don't remember any difference in terms of his prep or even feedback from him or the trainers and in terms of where he was physically.
Eric, as you embrace the Steeler rivalry, would it give you any satisfaction if you guys could deliver what could be the final blow to their playoff hopes?
What would give me satisfaction to go out, play good football, and win the game. That's what I'm looking for. To be able to play Pittsburgh, though, at home, and that's been looking forward to this for a while. I think we all have, and they're a good football team. And I know they've gone through a stretch here where it hasn't gone the way that they've expected it to go, but just understanding what it's like to be on a coming off of a Super Bowl and the challenges that you face, difficulty doesn't, it just makes you hardened, makes you more resolved to get it fixed. And I'm sure that's what they're experiencing right now is we're going to get this fixed. And I'm sure we'll get their best.
I'm not saying anything bad about Oakland, but the way they drove it up down the field at the end of the game, I mean, I would think that there would be some teaching things there you can show?
We just got the Oakland game in a little while ago, so I haven't watched the game yet. Fifth in the league in defense. They've generated a ton of sacks. They are pretty good defensively. I didn't see the way Oakland did it, but look at that.
Thank you.